Anyway, I'm really, really excited. I'm in the studio today, and we were laughing, actually, how we got this together so quickly. I've got Catherine Mann and Laura Robson-Brown, and they are part... Well, they actually co-developed the Fitz and Will, the Cambridge Cats. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Susie.
Very nice to have you here. As I say, we're having a laugh, actually, because we did this as a spur of the moment, and I'm delighted you could be here together. That's really fantastic. Now, tell us a bit... Well, tell us everything, what you can, in a small amount of time, about Fitz and Will, the Cambridge Cats. How did this all come about?
I think it came about 5 years or so ago when we were looking into what's available in the city for visitors or local residents to give them a really good feeling about Cambridge. And there were lovely sweatshirts or there were small kind of souvenirs, but there's nothing really robust that could give those memories. And both Laura and I were at university here and we had alumni people who were saying, oh, we would still like to be talking about Cambridge, we love that city. And we came up with the idea of a children's book, so where somebody could come and visit the city and then take away a bit of the Cambridge magic with them when they went home, or grandparents who used to study here could read to their grandchildren about the wonders of Trinity College or how they graduated at St John's. And local residents seem to love it as well. So it's gone really, really well, and we'd like to thank the city for supporting us so well. Okay. Laura, anything you want to add on that one?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just really lovely to have something that can appeal to locals and alumni, as Catherine says, and something for tourists to take home with them as well.
Yes, that's a good point. Tourists as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of people feeding back and saying, oh, that's perfect for my grandchildren in America.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. And how many books have you produced so far? This started in 2014.
That's right.
And you met in London. You're both publishers, well, in the publishing area.
Yeah, that's right.
But 2015, how many books have you actually produced so far?
So we've published four. The first one, 2014, The Mayball Adventure. And I think both of us were looking, we were working part-time in, with other jobs, but looking to do something creative and decided that, you know, let's do this book. I had been in children's publishing before, so that was something that, you know, was...
And the stories that you are producing, they are following events. So you're trying to depict certain events in Cambridge, or is it just a case of you just think of things as they come into your head? Or have you tried, what was the purpose? How did you follow Cambridge? How did you start that?
Well, I think it was a bit of a, as Laura said, when we started, it was a bit of roll the dice moment. We decided to self-publish the books and just see how it would go. And then the first one, I was at Trinity. We had a lot of support from the college and we thought, okay, let's go for it. At least the alumni will like it. And we really hope the people who lived here would too. And it just seemed to work. So we were very cautious and we printed 1,000 copies and thinking, oh my gosh, have we thrown all our money down the drain? Is it going to be a disaster? And then within a month, we'd sold the first kind of print run, completely sold out. So we thought, we've got something here. We feel confident about it now. We've got a bit of a love growing in the city. So which stories do we think will showcase the city best? And then Laura's come up with some great story ideas. We've got the second one was the graduation adventure, which works really well for the tourists. And then the third one, which we always had in our mind, I think, was the really special one we wanted to do, which was the Christmas adventure. We've both got a soft spot for Christmas. Laura's been involved in the choral world for quite a long time. King's College has got a great kind of reputation globally. And so Laura, the Christmas adventure probably is our favourite. And
definitely,
it's that Christmas time of year, listeners. So this is the one we would love for you to pick up and read.
It allowed us to put sparkly silver on the cover as well, which, you know.
Oh, I like it. You're children at heart as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Go on.
I was going to say, the great thing about the Christmas one is that we managed to kind of sneak an age range that's a bit kind of older as well. Could we say probably from 2 to 6 or 7 year olds are the readers or being read to, and then we still find out that parents are reading it to their 11 or 12 year old on Christmas Eve, which we always think is just really quite lovely to hear. So it's that book you bring out on Christmas Eve and you kind of picture Cambridge as you go through. And then the cats live at the Fitzwilliam Museum, hence are called Fitz and Will. And we get some great feedback where people are kind of walking past the Fitzwilliam Museum and there's a nod over there that's where Fitz and Will are living. Okay, so it's just really good fun. It adds a bit of fun to the city, and we're really pleased. I'm talking too much, Laura. You talk.
No, I just wanted to say, well, I can ask you, Laura, as well, but it seems to me that it's not just for children, which it is, obviously, that's the most important part. But you just said that it's read to the children as well as children reading it. So you've got a win-win situation there, haven't you, that all the adults as well as tourists actually all get involved. It's not just children, but it is obviously...
Well, interestingly... we hear that quite a few parents of graduating students buy it for their graduating students.
Wow.
And they're not exactly small children.
How interesting.
But heifers have, you know, fed back that actually they get quite a few people at that time of year coming in and saying, oh, my son, daughter's graduating. This would be great, you know, a fun little memento for them.
And I think we get to talk to some of our readers at Mill Road Fair each year. So we have a stall at the Mill Road Winter Fair. We'll be there this Saturday, and so we get much more kind of active feedback. And we have to say, top secret, we do quite get a lot of adults who purchase a book if they're cat lovers. So I've never quite grasped this, but we're spreading the cat joy across the city and kind of throughout the world as well. So we've got a big gamut of readers, I think, from that side. But do come and see us at the Winter Fair at the weekend. We have a chat there and be really nice as well.
And how comes the cats as opposed to any other animal? Are you sort of cat lovers anyway, or is it just because cats are easier to move around Cambridge?
We are cat lovers, as it happens.
Both are cats.
And we did think about doing mice, interestingly, before we did the cats. And I spent quite a lot of time kind of researching possibilities for stories. And then it just it dawned on us, and getting feedback from other people as well, that actually... mice, it's more difficult if they're in the real world in terms of perspective on illustrations with real people and buildings. It's not particularly easy to then have tiny mice and they can't get up to very much. So cats can kind of be a bit more involved.
And we got some really useful feedback. We wrote to Corky Paul, who's the illustrator, except for the Winnie the Witch series,
that's
really
right,
kind
yeah.
of well-known illustrator. And he came back and said, which animals do people like, dogs or cats, and so therefore go with one of those, and then you'll get a kind of an even broader audience as well. So we rolled the dice and took the plunge, but we took quite a lot of advice on the way going forward.
Yeah, we did.
Especially from our publisher, who's managed to spot a typo on the front cover of our first book ever, just as it's about to go to press.
Print,
and
yeah.
So we will forever be indebted to Belmont Press,
I think.
They've been brilliant.
I actually want to talk about the Cambridge Press. Now, how has that been such a... You've got a bit of collaboration going there, haven't you, with the Cambridge Press, Cambridge University Press?
Yeah, so recently we were approached by Cambridge University Press from their marketing department for the English language section, and they wanted to send out a Christmas message. They have a big Christmas message each year going out to 250,000 clients globally. They've all been fans of Fitz and Whirl and have known the books through their children. And this year we wrote a festive adventure for them that went out via email online to 250,000 audience around the world to showcase Cambridge as a city. And they had a new cat involved, which Laura talked about, called Leo. And that cat was from Brazil. And Fitz and Whirl, our favourite cats, took Leo around the city, showcasing all the tourist points. But you wrote a completely new story, Laura, didn't you?
It ended up being a new story. I think in the beginning, it was intended to be just an adaptation of what we'd done. And we were reusing illustrations for the purposes of getting it in on time and so on. But in actual fact, I ended up doing a whole new festive adventure for CUP. So
do you wake up sometimes in the morning and think, wow, this has been really exciting. Did you foresee it would take off like it has done?
I think it's, we'd hoped it would take off, but you just never know. And I think we still don't realise how well it's done, which sounds peculiar. But every now and again, we'd just get this lovely, I don't know, we got recently this year a Twitter or Instagram post where a parent had been begged by their children to showcase the pumpkins as Fitz and Will outside. And that's nice, isn't it? Things
lovely.
Like that. So all those things are really good, really good.
It is lovely, actually.
And bringing to life your stories, obviously, very importantly, is the illustrations. And your illustration, am I right, Gia Han, is that?
Yes.
And who is he or she?
She, at the time when we found her, was doing the postgraduate children's illustration course at Anglia Ruskin in Cambridge, and so was here for 18 months, and we advertised at Anglia Ruskin and other illustration courses, and loved her work, and invited her to join us for that book. She's now, sadly, back in Korea, where she comes from, so the following three books were actually done long distance.
Oh wow!
Which anything is possible. Its challenges, but anything is possible. And yeah, she does. I think she captures Cambridge in a really beautiful.
Yeah, she's
way.
Done brilliantly. She now lectures at a university in Korea and wow. does some of her own books from there. And it's just great that she's got that link to Cambridge as well. She's yeah. brilliant. Thank you, Gia.
Gia, thank you. I got that wrong. So let's talk about the East Anglia Children's Hospice, because you do support them.
So yeah, so they're Fits and Will's chosen charity, and we've done a variety of things in the past. So we have our Fits and Will Christmas cards, where the profits will be 100% sent through to each. We do collections in the town, and we've appeared at local events, and when we go into local schools to do book readings in assembly or for book week, we then ask the kids to come in and give a donation. So East Anglia Children's Hospice is a fantastic charity, and we're very, very pleased to support them. So if you spot two huge furry cats in town over Christmas and we're jangling a bucket, please do put in a few coins. It's a great charity to work with.
Oh, well said. Now, just going back to the Christmas story, tell us a little bit about, just give a snippet about the story so we can get ready to get online, or where to buy it from. And
well, Fitz and Will do their usual adventure around Cambridge, and being Christmas, they the main feature is King's College, where of course there is the world famous carol service broadcast on Christmas Eve, and needless to say, Fitz and Will make a bit of a an entrance into that and cause a bit of havoc.
They're not the best behaved cats, are they?
No, they're
not sensible pussycats. You're going
to
read about
them to be sensible. And then of course they meet Father Christmas and help him on his way.
Can you see this being turned into animation? Do you think that's something of a possibility? I can see it,
I don't know. I think it could work really well. Cambridge University Press have sort of made a sort of little foray into that with their digital message that they sent around with a few moving parts in the pictures. And actually, I thought it worked really well. So who knows?
Yeah, and we hope to develop it a bit further. So next year, in early January, springtime, we're bringing out a new brochure, which is Explore the City with Fitz and Will. And this is to showcase Cambridge to visitors or residents alike. So you'll be able to go on the tour, which is about an hour walking tour. And there'll be questions about different spots in the city that you can answer, and you'll learn about the history of the city as you go round. So we'll look out for that, and hopefully we can then move that to an app so we can do that online as well.
Fingers crossed.
Watch this space.
And do you find that you... I know you enjoy writing the stories, but how do you get your ideas? Do you sort of wake up in bed sometimes and think, that's the one I want? Or, I don't know, doing some mundane things at home and you think, oh, I must write that down. I just have to know how authors work this.
I think there's a sort of combination of things. I think partly we wanted to obviously focus on some of the things that are important to the students, to the university and how it operates, but also to bring in the local appeal. Things like Christmas, we know most people love and will therefore hopefully sell well. My children, I don't know about yours, Catherine, certainly keep saying, please do a Halloween one. For years they've been saying, please do a Halloween one. But I'm not sure that window is a particularly large one.
I think you should probably reveal one of our top secrets, which is a bit top secret.
Go on.
We go into the schools, and we've had been to so many of the Cambridge schools, and they're amazing, the children in there. So we then say to the children, okay, we're going to read you a book, and I want you to think about some of the adventures the cats might get up to in your head, or if it was your pussycat, what would they do? So our top secret is we have had a two pièce de résistance coming from the children's in primary schools that we've inputted into the books. I think it was like kind of the cats climbing up the Christmas tree in Market Square, and they come up with some great ideas, some of them not quite so great, but most of them are really good ideas. So we've put a few ideas in from the kids of Cambridge into the books from there, but the majority of the kind of the tradition and the kind of sorting it all out is Laura, who comes up with some magic in her own head, I have to say.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted that you came in today. It's been a pleasure. Catherine Mann and Laura Robson-Brown, they developed the Fitz and Will Cambridge Cat series, book series. And of course, you're the latest one. Let's put this out. Explore the City.
Yeah, so the Explore City with Fitz and Will is a brochure that will come out in January, February time, and the latest one that came out earlier on this year is the Boat Race Adventure. But the Christmas one is the most topical.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you so much indeed
for
coming
us.
In today.
Thank you very much.